New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced Thursday that the state's embattled state health commissioner has submitted his resignation. Howard Zucker became embroiled in a controversy over the true number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic under former Governor Andrew Cuomo. Meanwhile, Hochul is bracing for a Monday vaccination deadline for the state's healthcare workers amid worries over intensifying staffing shortages at hospitals and nursing homes. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Commissioner Zucker oversaw health department policy in the spring of 2020 when a controversial directive issued on March 23rd required nursing homes to take back residents who had been hospitalized with COVID-19 and were still infected with the virus. That rule was later rescinded, but critics say it led to unnecessary deaths at the homes. Zucker at the time insisted that it was infected nursing home visitors and staff who were responsible for the deaths. In January, the state's attorney General Tish James found that Zucker and top aides to former Governor Andrew Cuomo undercounted the number of nursing home deaths by 50%. Zucker later confirmed the AG's numbers were correct. He, along with other former aides in the Cuomo administration, are the subject of a federal investigation into whether they engaged in a cover-up of the true number of nursing home deaths. Cuomo resigned in August over a sexual harassment scandal. Governor Hochul says Zucker will stay on for a few weeks until a successor is found, and she thanked him for what she said was his hard work during the pandemic. But she says she's intended, since she took office nearly a month ago, that she would clean house and replace numerous controversial Cuomo administration officials.
I think I made it very clear on my first day in office that I'd be looking to build a new team, and I am building that team. I'm just taking some time to build that team. But there'll be other changes forthcoming.
Hochul is also dealing with the looming Monday deadline that requires all healthcare workers in New York to be vaccinated. A provision that prevents healthcare workers from claiming religious exemptions has been temporarily put on hold while a lawsuit proceeds. Legal arguments are scheduled for next week. There are concerns that some of the 16% of healthcare workers who are not yet vaccinated may quit or be prevented from working, intensifying already existing staffing shortages. The governor says that can be avoided if the remaining workers get their shots in the next few days.
It does not have to happen, my friends. It does not have to happen. What is looming for Monday is completely avoidable, and there's no excuses.
Hochul says she's taking steps to import healthcare workers from the Philippines and other countries if necessary, and is working with the federal State Department to speed up visa processes. She's also looking into altering state licensing requirements and is negotiating with top healthcare workers' unions to enact pay incentives that might encourage existing staff to work more overtime hours. And she says she'll have more announcements in the next couple of days. Meanwhile, the governor called on the help of the state's three National Football League teams to help get more members of the public vaccinated, as the rates of immunization continue to stagnate. Just over 61% of all New Yorkers are fully vaccinated. A contest for those who newly received their shots will include prizes like free game tickets, special FaceTime events with star players, signed team gear, and stadium tours. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.